The stable door swung wide on silent hinges, and in the golden light of that bright star that nestled now among the beams and rafters, the kings stepped through the doorway and beheld the singer of that sweet, sad lullaby. She sat among the scented hay, a maiden, new to womanhood by seeming hours, cradling a child wrapped in cloth, who, sleeping, wore a countenance of peace upon his face. One tiny hand had wrapped itself about the finger of a man beside the maiden, sharing in the warmth of her steadfast, loving gaze upon the child. Two stablemates, an ox with rippled muscle under shaggy hair, and a brown donkey, graying with age and lying in the hay, looked on with great black eyes, content to share their quarters with this gentle family. The man looked up to greet their visitors with a curious and kindly trusting smile, and Melchior stepped forth, and kneeling down before the child, he offered up his gold. "Hail, King of Kings! May this dull metal bar reflect the smallest measure of the glory of your star." Then Caspar knelt beside his fellow king. "Hail, Lord of Lords! May this bold fragrance tell of your divinity and of your name, Emmanuel." And lastly, Balthazar fell gently to his knees and held his gift out to the boy. "My lady, how shall I address your child?" he asked, not knowing quite the proper thing to say. "His name is Jesus," said the man. The maiden nodded. "Jesus is his name." "Then Jesus, my beloved, here I place rare myrrh for that, I pray, which you might never need to face. And yet you shall, with grace." He did not know from whence the words had come. But just as soon as they had left his lips, he knew that they were true. And so, their gifts received, their winter's errand ended, Balthazar and Melchior and Caspar left the three serenely starlit figures in their stable warm, one final glance to hold the image of the child asleep, a bud of promise in his mother's arms. They set out once again into the night, three snowy tracks of boot and one of hoof following their journey to the east, back to their homes, their kingdoms cold and dark, where folks looked out in blindness at the night and held on to each other in the face of death. And one beloved queen kept watch within the chamber of the highest tower, faithfully awaiting her wise king's return with news of gladness, news of hope.